Arkansas State men's basketball battled throughout the contest at St. Mary's, but come up short 85-72. Christian Harmon scored a career-high 21 points. Matt Heyman had 12, and Royal Blue Smith had 10 points for the Red Wolves. Arkansas State returns to action on Friday at SMU. Tonight, the Missouri Tigers are back in action. They're at home with South Dakota. On Friday, number 21 Arkansas will host Jackson State. Missouri State West Plains will host Mission University. Then Saturday, Missouri State will play host to Texas Rio Grande Valley. The Missouri Tigers have jumped back into the college football playoff rankings. During the reveal of the rankings Tuesday night on ESPN, the Tigers were ranked at number 22 by the CFP committee. The rankings followed a dominant 49-27 victory over Mississippi State on Saturday. National honors continued on Wednesday for Missouri State quarterback Jacob Clark, who was named the Manning Award National Quarterback of the Week as determined by an online fan vote. The Bears signal caller set a program record with 30 pass completions in last Saturday's home win over UTEP, completing 30 of 39 passes for 330 yards with no interceptions and four touchdowns. We have high school basketball on the schedule today. Mammoth Spring boys and girls are at home with Maynard. You can hear that game on K-Country 95. I'll have the call. Highland boys are at home with Hillcrest. Highland girls will go to Salem, Arkansas to take on the Lady Greyhounds. Mountain Home girls are at Green County Tech. Hoxie boys at McCrory. Hoxie girls at home with Hillcrest. Calico Rock boys and girls play host to Concord. Sloan Hendricks boys are at Crowley's Ridge Academy. Walnut Ridge girls will host Tuckerman. Pocahontas girls host Truman, and the Norfolk girls are at home with Marshall. In the NHL tonight, St. Louis Blues go to Philadelphia to take on the Flyers. 6 o'clock start there. And in the NFL tonight, the Buffalo Bills are at Houston. High school football playoffs are continuing this week for several local teams. On Friday in the Class 4 state quarterfinals, the West Plains Zizzers are at Hannibal. You can hear that game on the train, 100.9. Ramblin' Rick with the call. Saturday in the Class 1 quarterfinals, Thayer will host Tipton. That game on K-Country 95 with a 1 o'clock kickoff. In Class 2 quarterfinals, Liberty will host Lamar. And in Class 3 quarterfinals, Mountain Grove will host Seneca. Both those games on Saturday start at 1. In Arkansas on Friday night in 3A, Walnut Ridge is at Mansfield. Salem will host Newport. In 4A, Pocahontas is at home with Prairie Grove. And in 6A, Mountain Home is at Benton. And looking at our college football schedule, the Arkansas State Red Wolves back in action tonight. They're at home. They'll host Louisiana. Then on Saturday, number 22, Missouri with a tough one as they go to number 8, Oklahoma. Arkansas also with a tough one. They'll be at number 17, Texas. And Missouri State is at Kennesaw State. The Baxter Health Foundation is excited to announce the success of the inaugural Bass Classic Banquet and Fishing Tournament held at the Baxter County Fairgrounds and Lake Norfolk Marina. This two-day event, which brought together community members to enjoy great food, lively entertainment, and fierce competition, also raised vital funds to support local healthcare services, raising over $140,000. Saturday, 79 boats participated in the Bass Classic Fishing Tournament at Lake Norfolk Marina. The competition was intense with anglers from all over competing for top honors and cash prizes. After a full day of fishing, the winners were announced with Corey Cook and Roger Cook taking first place with a total weight of 13.52 pounds, earning them the grand prize of $4,000. Todd St. Clair and Matt St. Clair claimed second place with 13.15 pounds, earning $2,000, while third place went to Lynn Luther and Anthony Gates, who caught 13.1 pounds, securing the $1,000 prize. Additional prizes were awarded to Chad Bleeker and Bobby Barnes for fourth place, who brought in 12.9 pounds, and Denver Gully for fifth place with 12.78 pounds. The coveted big bass went to Tony Moser and Randy Ziegler for their 5.7 pound catch. Congratulations again to all the fishermen. I'm Mike Robertson with your sports here at the Ecom Sports Network.